Hello, Family First. How can I help you?
Hello, it's Ms. Taylor.
It's who?
Ms. Taylor. I told you I'll call you right back.
Ms. Taylor, can you let me just see here? Are you just remind me a little bit more. Okay, Melissa Taylor, got it.
Yes.
Were you able to call into the broker and get scheduled?
No. No, sorry, I've actually been real sick the past 2 days. I've been homesick. My first minute coming out right now. I know somebody called me to get the photo ID or something.
Well, I don't know what that's about, but if you want to get onto the waiver, we have to call into the broker to get your first assessment scheduled.
Okay. When do I do that?
Okay. So I can give you the number to call, or we can call in together. It's up to you, but I just want to be able to call you tomorrow and have you had it scheduled.
Can you call now?
Yes, just 1 second, please. Let me just see and confirm one thing really quickly. I did reach out to have the doctors reach out to you. Remember we spoke about it?
Yes.
To fill out the form. I wanted to just see if that was, if they reached out to you at all. They were unable to contact you, okay? So let's first call, and they left you a text. Did you see a text message from them?
Mom, I got a voicemail.
Okay, they should have also left you a text message. Can you check for that?
Oh, Alanis?
Yes. Can you respond to that so they can further assist you?
Yeah, I don't have my ID on me. Okay. I don't have my ID on me. My health insurance ID, that is, I have my regular ID, but it does not have my updated address. So
okay.
I'd have to send a piece of mail.
So we're gonna figure that out. But just shoot them a text that you see the message.
I see a message.
You see a message, just respond to that message so they see that you see it. Or else they'll put you on no contact, and I don't want them to do that.
Okay. I responded. Yep.
Okay, amazing.
I just responded.
Let's call into the broker now. You're going to request an assessment. And like I said, I'm here to help you in any which way. So let's first start with that, okay?
Okay.
While we transfer you to a customer service representative.
The Pennsylvania Independent Enrollment Broker. My name is Taisha. May I ask who I'm speaking with, please?
This is Shira from Family First Care LLC. I'm reaching out. I have on the line with me Miss Melissa Taylor. She's calling to schedule her initial assessment.
All right. And Alyssa Taylor is the applicant.
Yes.
Yes.
All right. How are you doing today, ma'am?
I'm doing okay.
I just need to obtain some personal information. May I have the date of birth, please?
2/1/80.
All right. And please note we will not discuss your application with anyone without your written or verbal permission. And have you already did an application?
I don't know. No.
Okay, so are y'all calling to start the referral process?
I believe so.
Okay, so she said schedule intake appointment. So, can you provide your social security number so I can check the state system to see if there's any information in here before I create a case in our system? Hello?
Yes.
Can you provide your social security number so I can check our state system before I create a case?
147, your phone's going in and out. 147-723-496.
Okay, could you repeat it again? I'm sorry.
147-723-496.
All right.
Yes.
And how do you spell your first name?
Melissa, M-E-L-I-S-S-A.
All right. Okay, so there is an account here. So could you just verify your address?
North 52nd Street, apartment 1R, 19131.
All right, thank you. All right, so let me see here. So you just need to, so there was an application. Let me see. Okay, so it looks like, well, first, do you give me permission to discuss your information in front of, is it Shy Rush?
Ma'am, you need to speak a little bit clearer.
I can't understand anything.
We need to hear your voice a little bit stronger, please. Thank you.
Well, I'm talking as loud as I can. It may be the phone connection because we've been having problems today, so I apologize. I don't know. This is the first time today. Someone said they couldn't hear me, so maybe something with the phone. I'm not sure. Are you able to hear me now?
A little bit better, but go ahead with the questions.
Just give me one moment. I'm just going to try to change my headset. Give me a second.
Hello, are you able to hear me better now?
Yes.
All right. I do apologize for that. So it looks like there's already an intake appointment scheduled for next week. Let me see. I'm just going to see the date and term. Yeah, it looks like it says that you called in yesterday and completed the application and scheduled the intake visit for March 25th between 9:30 and 11:30.
March, I didn't know that. March
5th? Yes, March 25th. Did you call yesterday?
Between 9:30?
Yes. Yeah, I'm just wondering, just to make sure it was you that called yesterday. Yeah,
yeah, I was on the phone with them, but I thought I was supposed to get a call back with them.
So did they schedule it while you were on the phone, or were they waiting for an appointment?
I don't know. I wasn't feeling good, so I don't know.
Oh, okay.
Because
it says it was scheduled yesterday for Wednesday, March 25th, between 9:30 and 11:30. So at this point, it's just waiting on that appointment. So the application and the appointment is already done. Okay. Is there anything else I can help y'all with today or any other questions you have?
Nope, that's it.
All right. And would y'all like to participate in the after call survey or not today?
Not today.
All right. Thank you.
All right.
Pennsylvania.
Melissa, I'm happy that you're ahead of your assessment scheduled. I'll be in touch with you closer to then assessment, okay?
Okay, thank you.
All right, have a good day. Be well.
You too.
Bye.